This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, April 15. Come, Holy Spirit. Our passage is from Acts 1. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The book of Acts features the Holy Spirit as the main player in bringing the church to life. Jesus gave instructions to his followers through the Spirit, saying that the Spirit will be given as a gift and that they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That happened at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is so prominent in the book of Acts that, as scholars have noted, Luke's record of the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome could well be titled the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The sending of the Spirit by the Father and the Son is another breathtaking result and blessing of the risen Jesus. The word for power in the original Greek language of our scripture verse today has come into English as our words dynamo and dynamic. In other words, the Holy Spirit comes into our lives with the dynamic power of God. Thinking about the astonishing effects of Good Friday and Easter, we might ask, how does all this become real to me? The Spirit is God's gracious answer. Jesus said, "The Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." So if you know the Lord, it's because of the Spirit. If you've given your heart and life to Jesus, it's because of the Spirit. If Christian worship and prayer build you up spiritually, if God speaks to you in the Bible, credit the Spirit.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.